Tonight, this morning, I want to talk with you about a very important subject, and the title of it is, If the Sun Sets You Free. What is it? If the sun sets you free. Really, I'm glad it's the 4th of July. I'm glad we're here celebrating freedom. Have any of you guys sensed like this 4th of July is different from other 4ths of July, or you think they're all about the same? How many sense like there's something different about this one? Yeah, I have been really sensing something really different about this 4th. You know, when we speak about freedom, we usually associate the word freedom with the right to live as we please. And we oftentimes talk about our pursuit of our own self-ambitions and dreams. That's what most Americans think, right? That's what most Americans think. But, you know, when Jesus spoke about freedom, how many of you know he meant something really different than that? Yeah. Totally different than that, actually. When Jesus spoke about freedom, he was hitting a deeper aspect of freedom. And I believe he was really talking about inward freedom. Freedom of the heart, freedom of the soul. It's a precious word, I think, when Jesus used it, when he said free. It's a motivating word. I don't know about when I hear Jesus say freedom, I get motivated. I'm like, that's what I want. Is that what you're like? You get like that? Freedom, God. I'm going to give you freedom. How many of you go like, give me freedom, God? That's what I do. It also is a word that really calls for a revolution also. Amen? So it's precious. It's motivating. But I also believe it also causes a revolution in people's lives. And so when Jesus was speaking to the people in John chapter 8, and he mentioned freedom, how many know he got their attention? Because he was meaning something different. And so I really believe the people were really listening. Many of the people that were listening, how many know there were a lot of them were already slaves? Many people believe that 1/3 of the people who are actually listening were already slaves. So how many know to a slave, when Jesus mentions, I'm going to free you, how many know they're going to listen? They're going to listen. They are slaves. They're enslaved. They're in bondage. And Jesus uses this word, I really believe, really as a revolutionary message. And I think as Jesus said it, I think there were probably people there who thought they were free. And I think there were probably people who were there listening to Jesus who knew they weren't free. And I think that's an important distinction to make. You need to make that. I need to make that. Have you ever said to yourself or even thought to yourself, I'm not free? Have you ever done that? Have you ever thought to yourself, I wish I was free? Have you ever thought and said, I really want to be free? Okay, good. I believe that's really what was happening when Jesus was preaching this message. And so this morning we're going to look at this. And in the message you're going to see three parts. And I want to clearly define these. Of freedom. And then we all need to know what they are. The first one we're going to see is a progression. There's going to be a progression of freedom. And that's going to be in verses 31 and 32. And they're all going to start with the letter P. So the first P is what? Progression. The second P is pretense. Because there are going to be people who Jesus is going to be speaking to, and they're going to pretend that they're free, but they're not. They're enslaved. So they will pretend. And then there's going to be the fourth P, and the third P is promise. So let's go through the three P's. First one is what? Progression. We're going to talk about a progression of freedom. Second one is going to be pretense. And my prayer for you is that you don't pretend. And the third P is the promise that Jesus is going to give them. So, is there a way to be free? Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. So let's look and let's see the progression. Let's start with the progression. Let's open up our Bibles as we progress through the words of Jesus. The progression of freedom. John chapter 8. This is very, very important. Every single word Jesus speaks is going to be very important. So write every word down. Underline every word. the progression of freedom. You all have verse 31? John 8, 31. Now, to the Jews who believed, Jesus said, what? If you hold to my teachings, you are really my, then you will know the, and then the will set you free. Now they answered him. Here's the pretense, right? We're Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves to anybody. How can you say that we need to be set free? I mean, there's a lot of pretense there. And Jesus looked at them and said, what? I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family. A slave has what? No permanent place in the family. But a son belongs to it forever. So, therefore, if the son sets you free, then you are free indeed. This is the word of the Lord. Powerful word, amen? And I'm sure it caused a revolution in those people too. But this morning I want to start with the progression of freedom so that we all understand the progression of freedom. Because I really think some people don't really understand the progression of freedom from Jesus' words. So the progression really begins with belief. Notice in verse 31, Jesus is speaking, he said to those who what? Believe. Okay, so the first step is what? In freedom. First step in freedom is what? Belief. Now, how many know some people don't want to believe? They choose not to believe. I was with someone the other day, and guy was from Florida, and he said, yeah, I'm down in Florida. He said, I love Florida. He said, these people, they love God, they talk about it, they chose to be free. He said, I come up to New England. He said, nobody wants to be free. Everyone learns about Jesus, and they're clear about it. We don't want to believe in Jesus anymore. He said, very, very clear. I was like, wow. There's no belief. They choose not to believe. But progress from to freedom actually starts with belief. Would you not all agree? I know people struggle with belief, but where does it all start? You want to be free? Where does it start? Believe. People say to me all the time, I don't know how to get out of this sin. I don't know how to get out of this trap. And I say, believe in Jesus. That's your very first step. How many know that's what Jesus said? Believe. You must believe. Don't ever minimize belief. You understand why that's so important? See, the opposite is this. Living in uncertainty about who Jesus is and what he's done for a person will actually keep you in your bondage. Come, you understand what I just said? It does. It keeps you in it. People think, oh, I'm free. No, you're not free. You're more in bondage. Uncertainty keeps you in your bondage. I don't really know who Jesus is. I don't trust Jesus. Then what? You will stay in your bondage. Do you understand how it works? It's the very truth. Many people today, you know, they don't believe in Jesus. John 14, 6 said, Jesus was clear. Jesus said, I am the way, truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Right? And if you tell people that, what do they tell you? I do not believe that. Correct? That's what people will say to you. I don't believe in Jesus. And so, because people don't believe that Jesus, think about it, because people don't believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, they do not believe that, then where are they? They are in bondage. Do you understand that? Why? Because it all starts with belief. There's no way out without belief. And I really want to encourage you with that. I think when a person says they don't believe in Jesus, how many know they're going to find something else to believe in? They're going to find another philosophy, another way of life. And guess what? They're going to stay in bondage. You all understand that? They stay in bondage. There is no freedom for that man or woman. They think it's freedom to look around. No, no. When they look around and they don't believe, then they what? Stay in bondage. Do you all understand this? Really, really powerful. And so, I really want to encourage you, don't get involved in deception. Don't get involved in lies. Don't get involved in uncertainty. The way to freedom is you set your belief. You set it, just like Jesus said, to those who believe. What do you set? You set in place, Jesus is the Son of God. Amen? You set in place, Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of all of my sins. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You believe that. Correct?
Yes.
You believe that on the third day, after he died, that by the power of God, God raises him up. He becomes alive again. You believe that. Amen?
Amen.
You believe Colossians 1:13, that God has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. You what? You believe. Please do not be uncertain about any of this. Your uncertainty is going to cause you to be in bondage. You understand that? Get it? How many of you already got this down? Say, Pastor, I already got this down. Been a Christian for a while. I understand I've been in battle and I know what's going on. But here's, Pastor, what I believe. You know what you believe. Do you know what you believe? How many of you know what you believe? Do you know? Good. I stay that way. Because this word believe, you know what it means? It means you're firm. When Jesus said he was talking to believers, who was he speaking to? He's speaking to men and women who were strong in what they thought. They were strong. They were firm. They were stable. Right? How many of you are that way today? Pastor, even though the world goes wherever it wants to go, here's what I believe. And that belief is stable. It's secure. I know what I believe. Because if you don't, tell me what you're going to be like. You're going to be unstable. You're going to be insecure. You're going to be like the wind blowing you around and you're going to be going everywhere and your life is a total mess. That is your option. Correct? So what's the first step? In freedom. Belief. And you may be here today, and I really want to encourage you. Stay strong in what you believe. You know, I was thinking about the parable of the sower and the seed. How many of you know the parable of the sower and the seed? And so that seed went out. And in verse Luke 8:13, as the seed went out, it said, some seed fell on the rocks. And then he says this, those on the rock are the ones who receive the word of God with joy when they hear it. But it has no root. And when trials and difficulties come, amen? When trials and difficulties come, wow, they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the day of testing, they're going to fall away. Is that not what Jesus said?
Yes.
In the day of testing, what's going to happen? Without belief, they're going to fall away. Oh, the first time they hear it, they're going to be joyful. But there's no root. Amen?
Amen.
But the word belief means what? Root. And I really want to say to you, there's a progression here. That term, they have no root. I really want to say to you, you need to be rooted in your faith. Psalm 1:3. Love Psalm 1:3. We are to be like a tree planted near living water. So you're rooted in your belief. Amen? It's not just you have a little tickling of your ear, things happen and you get all confused. No, no. You believe. You stand firm. You stay stable. You know what you believe about Jesus Christ. Amen? Awesome. But how many of you know we must progress from that? We must move from belief and following Jesus' progression of freedom. So as he says to those who believe, first they must believe, The second thing he says to them is what? The second step in the progression to freedom is to what? Hold. Is that not what Jesus said? Get this down. Hold. Jesus says, if you hold to my teachings. So what do you have to do? Not just believe, but you must now hold. It's like I said to you today when we were worshiping God. Stand. Some of you need to stand. As a follower of Christ, we all must hold. You hold. The Greek word here is kind of an interesting word. It's always some word, as I'm reading the word, I always like to go and say, what does that mean? The Greek word hold is meno, and actually means four things. It means stay, continue, abide, press in. Four things that means. So when Jesus said hold, what's he saying? Stay, continue, abide, press in. You see, freedom comes to the believer who holds fast. Wouldn't you agree? Holds fast, obeys, practices what Jesus says. Not just hears, but holds fast to those things, obeys it, practices what Jesus says. You move beyond the initial stage of belief. And you get to a place in your life where you're relying on, depending on the truth of God's word. I mean, that's a progression. So you're going from faith to, you know what, I'm going to hold on. Psalm 111 verse 7 says, the works of God in his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. Amen? So now you go from belief. Now you're going to continue in that word. I mean, this is the life of a believer. Amen? How do you know a believer? Very simply. A follower of Christ is going to, you're going to go through life, and what are you going to hang on to? The Word of God. How many know that's how you'll know a believer? Really is. They're going to go through life, and they're going to say, I'm going through this. And they're going to say, you know what? I need this. You know what? I'm having a rough day today. You know what? I need this. You know what? Things are happening in my family. Do you know what? I need this. That's how you'll know a believer. Why? Because they're what? They're doing what Jesus said. They're what? Holding on to what they know is trustworthy and true and right. Wow. You know, it's interesting, though, the times we're living in, right? We know, according to some of Barna's report, that there's very little of the Bible today. We know people very rarely pick it up, very rarely study it. They don't meditate on it at all. But we do know the words of Jesus. Jesus says what? Hold on. You hold on to my teaching. You stay in my word. No matter what happens, you constantly go to the word. And you let that word get deeper and deeper in you. How many of you say, Pastor, I understand this? Why? Because, you know what, I've been through things, and I do believe, and now what? What's going on, Jay? Now you're getting deeper, right, buddy? Right? What's going on with you? What's going on with you? You're what? You're getting deeper. Because you're saying, no, I need more of this word, because I'm listening to lies all day. So what do you need? You need the truth. And so what you are doing, whether you know it or not, you're what? You're holding to what the word Jesus just told you to do. You're holding on what Jesus told you. And I really want to encourage you, you hold. You hold. You get into that word. You study that word. You let that word get inside of you. You let that word establish and be rooted in you. All God's people said. Because what? This is your way to, get it down. This is your way to
freedom.
This is your way to freedom. You understand that? I don't know about you, but it motivates me. I get up in the morning and I go, I'm in trouble. I pick up my word. And guess what I'm doing? I'm holding. I want to say to you too, you want to be free? You need to hold. You hold on to God's word. You hold on to God's truth. Amen? But notice what else he says there. You want to be free? You believe. He says in verse 21, if you hold on to my teaching, and truly, if you do that, you are my disciple. Truly, you're my disciple. The Greek word here for disciple is maithes. And it means that I'm a learner. It means that I'm a pupil. How do you know a pupil? Very simple. You know what a pupil does? Here's the image Jesus is giving. Jesus is giving an image of a teacher and a pupil. So guess what the pupil does? The pupil goes to the feet of the teacher, correct? Can you see it? And he gets before the teacher and says to the teacher, what do you want to teach me today? You're the teacher, I'm the student, I'm the pupil. How many of that's what you should do every single day of your life? Tell me how you'll know a disciple, according to those words. If you hold to my teachings, then you are my... So how will you know a disciple? You will know a disciple because that disciple is going to the Word of God all the time, in every situation. And they are studying the Word. They're reading the Word. And they're saying, God, you got to teach me because I want to stay free. Do you all understand that? Some people don't. And they go, we're all set. No, no, this is a progression of freedom. First step is what? Believe. Second step is you hold on. Third step is you identify yourself as a disciple. You follow the word of Jesus Christ. You say, I am a disciple. I go to his feet. I love to sit with God. I'm not hurried. I'm not rushed. Actually, the hope in my day is to get to that place where my joy is complete and I'm sitting at the feet of Jesus. How many of you say, Pastor, that's my heart. Like, I know what's going on in life. I know I'm busy. I got all these things on. But you know what, Pastor? What I want in life is what? I want to be a disciple. I want to sit at his feet, and I want him to just speak his word into me. And I want that word to get deeper and deeper in me because I want to be free.
Amen.
You all understand that? It is a progression. Be a disciple of Christ. How many love to be at the feet of Jesus? Like, you get up in the morning, you go, I know I got a lot of things going on, but I really just want to get to the feet of Jesus. Is there anybody here? One, two, do you? Good. Okay. You're a disciple. To those that is in the heart of a person, they are disciples. And I really want to encourage you. You want to stay free? You hold on to what he says. You let him transform your mind. You let him touch your heart. You let him speak the truth to you, and you hang on, and you let it get deeper and deeper and deeper in you. Because God wants you free. Amen? Who wants you free? God wants you free. Make no doubt about it. The Lord wants you free. He's got a plan. Think about it. You say, well, I'm stuck. I'm in a bondage. Listen, God's got a plan for you. You need to get out of bondage. Why? Because you can't do what God wants you to do if you're in bondage. So get out of bondage. How are you getting out? Believe. Hold on. Have a heart to go to God and say, I am your disciple. Teach me your ways. Show me what you want me to do. Are you willing to do that? How many are willing to do this? You should be doing it. Every believer should be doing this. This is for every believer. Wow. Number three, next step in progression is this. He says in verse 32, what's he say? You will, if you believe, if you hold on, if you are a disciple of mine, what now? He says what? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Do you understand that? I really want to say to you, it is so important to know the truth. Let me show you a slide. Can you put up a slide? Put up that next slide. I want to show you a slide about what I believe should be the normal life of a Christian. You know, sometimes a picture will demonstrate 1,000 words. Here's the picture. This is what your life should look like. That follower of Christ should what? Sit at the feet of Jesus Christ as a disciple, and he should have that word open, and he should be praying his heart out. Would you not all agree? Amen. That's what a believer does. And as he's listening to that word, what's happening? His mind is being changed. Do you understand that? How many of you go to the word and your mind's all messed up, right? And you start reading that word, and what's God do? I'm changing your mind. Your mind is all messed up. How many of you know that's the normal life of a believer? Your mind will start to change. Not only will your mind change, but your heart will start to change. You will be saturated with truth. Amen? And as you're saturated with the Word of God, now what? You actually what? You now know the truth.
Amen.
And that truth does what? Frees you. That is, right there, the life of every believer in Jesus Christ. That is the way God wants you to live. Hands down. No way, other way about it. Amen? You know the truth. And that truth frees you. Let your mind, I love it when God saturates. I love it when I come to the Word and my mind is so messed up. And my heart is so messed up. And then all of a sudden I'm reading and God's speaking. And it's getting deep inside of me. And I'm like, oh, wow. I got truth. Jesus says it this way in John 17:17. Jesus said, I pray to my Father. Father, sanctify them. Sanctify them through your truth. And then he says what? Your word is truth. How many of you are getting that word inside of you? Get that word inside of you. All the time. Let the word go deep inside of you. Amen? And sometimes you might be a place and you can't even get to your Bible. That's okay. The word is in you. You start quoting the word. Amen? You're on the road, you can't read your Bible. No. You've been doing that other thing. You've been there, sitting at the feet of Jesus. You've been meditating. You've been saturated by the truth. Now you're out there and things are happening. That truth will come back. How many understand what I'm talking? That truth comes back. You go, oh, I got the truth. That's right, it comes back. Even if you can't get to your Bible, you meditate on the Word of God. You let it get in you so that as things are happening, you know the truth. And then you walk it out. You do the truth. Amen? Powerful, isn't it? Very, very powerful. Our lives have to be established in truth. We need to know the truth. Why? Because there's no deception. There's no lies. There's no falsehoods. Do you understand that? Very powerful. If you know the truth, then what? There's no room for lies. Why do people mess up their life? They believe a lie. Why do people get into bondage? They believe a falsehood. Why do people get stuck in pornography and addictions and alcohol? Something is wrong, right? Something is wrong. They believe the lie. You need to be free. How do you get free? The truth. The truth. The truth frees you. Amen? Let that word go deep inside you. Let it be intense. How many of you can say to me, Pastor, today I really understand this. When I first started, when I became a Christian, I started out this way. And now as I'm growing in Christ and I'm moving and I'm reading the Word and I'm letting God talk with me, my life is completely different than what it was a year ago. That's the normal life of a believer.
Amen.
And guess what? You're getting free. You're being freed. Because God's purpose is to what? Free you. He wants you free. All God's people said. The truth is so powerful. But as you're free, free from what? Free from what? You're free from the search for truth. You're freed from the search for truth. You're freed from that. You're freed from Satan's blinding power. You're free from the chains of spiritual death. You're freed from the prison house of sin. You're freed from your fear. You're freed from yourself. You're freed from people who want to control you. You're freed from the pressures that people put on you. You are free. You're free.
Amen.
The shackles of ignorance shattered. The shackles of your own self-denial are shattered. Chains of doubt and fears you have are gone. You've been released to live in a glorious life
that Christ has set you apart for His kingdom, and you are free to live it out 100% for Jesus Christ. That is freedom. And that is what Christ died on the cross for you for. Freedom, that you would live that way. Is that awesome? But you got to love the people, right? Well, I shouldn't say love them. I get a little worried about them. Because in that group, guess what? There's always people, right? These people refuse to admit that they're enslaved. I mean, there's a lot of people like that today. As Christ tells them freedom, I've come for this, I will set you free. Notice verse 33. People respond by saying what? We're Abraham's descendants. And we have never been slaves of anyone. Wow. The truth is that from the time of Abraham to the time of Jesus Christ, they were enslaved. They were enslaved in Egypt. They were enslaved in Syria. They were enslaved in Babylon. They were enslaved in Greece. They were enslaved between the Medes and the Persians. And they were enslaved with the Roman government. They were totally enslaved. But when Christ gives them their word, they say, no, we're not slaves. Wow. I understand it's hard to admit. Do you? I understand that people find it difficult to admit that they're in bondage. They don't want to admit it. So what do? We deny we're in bondage. We suppress the truth. And we're afraid. I think it's a lot of fear in people. Would you agree? People don't even want to face the fact that they could be in bondage. So here's what they're saying. You're telling me that Christ wants to free me? Yes. I don't want to look at that bondage. I don't want to think about that bondage. So let's deny it. Let's suppress it. Let's not deal with it. So what are you? What are you when you do that? You are enslaved. Do you understand that? Do you understand that you're enslaved? You're not free. You're not free. You're what? You're enslaved. You want to get out of it? Admit it. They wouldn't admit it. How many of you have dealt with areas in your life where you were in bondage, and one day the light of Christ went on and said, you need to admit you're in bondage? How many of that's happened to you?
Hallelujah.
Okay. When you said yes, you're on your way to freedom. When you say, I don't want to deal with it, what are you? Enslaved. What do you want to be? You want to be free? Then don't lie to yourself. Don't suppress it. Don't deny it. You keep doing it, you're going to stay in bondage to it. I know it's hard, but it's the way that God wants us to live. Let me just say this. You cannot help someone who doesn't want to be helped. What? We'll say it again. You cannot help anyone who does not want to be helped. Say it again. You and I can help no one who doesn't want to be helped. See, you could go to a person and they could say this. Hey, listen. Jay, I want to tell you, I know you're in bondage, but I also want to tell you, Jesus wants to free you. Now, Jay could look at me and say what? Oh, Pastor, I'm all set. I'm fine. I'm not in bondage to anybody. Or anything. Now, he's lying to me. So, in his lying to me, what is he? He's what? He's in bondage. Can I help him? I cannot help him. Why? He doesn't want help. Do you understand that? When he says, I'm good, and he's not, he doesn't want my help. I can just walk away and say, that man does not want help. Actually, he might be afraid. He might be hurt, but he doesn't want to identify it. I can't help you anymore. Do you understand that? You want to get out? You admit it. If I said to you, admit the bondage you're in. Could you do it? Could you admit it? If I said to you today, tell me what the bondage you're in. And don't lie. Don't lie, because you're lying and suppression and denial, listen, won't help you. The truth is God wants to free you, but you got to start with the truth. You can't start with a lie. A lie is going to keep you there. Do you understand this? Very powerful what Jesus says. Very powerful. Don't pretend. Don't ignore. Identify your bondages. How many of you take pastor? I can identify my bondage. Raise your hand. I can identify my bondage. Okay. You can. Good. Great. You guys are on the way out. Because it's a progression. You believe. You hold. You're a disciple. You're not pretending anymore. So you're following Jesus now, right, guys? These are all steps Jesus gave you to get out. These are the steps Jesus said, this is what you do. Can you get out? Yeah. You better follow Jesus. He told you exactly how to get out. He doesn't want you in the bondage. Follow his word. Number five. Jesus is the only promised way to freedom. But we must progress to him. Jesus said in verse 35, therefore, big word, if the Son makes you free, then what? If the Son makes you free, then what? You are free indeed. I'm going to tell you something. People are not free until Jesus frees them. Did you hear what I said? People are what? They're not free. Who can free people? Jesus. And people are not free until Jesus actually frees us. How many of you had something happen in your life when you dealt with it, you admitted it, and as you admitted it, you said, I'm in bondage to pornography, I'm in bondage to alcohol, I'm in bondage to these negative thoughts, I'm in bondage to unforgiveness. I had a guy tell me that the other day. I hadn't seen him in a while. I talked with him. I said, how you doing? I said, what's God doing in your life? He was really good. Loves the Lord. He says to me this, God's dealing with me. I said, what's God dealing with me? I hate my mother and my father. I said, really? What happened? Oh, I knew what happened. His mom and dad went through a divorce. He hated his father for the divorce. I used to look at him and say, you hate your dad. I knew he hated his dad. I knew he hated his mother. He didn't never talk with his mother again from that day forward. He didn't talk with his father ever again. He didn't want to see his father ever again. So he shows up at my house last night. What's God doing? You know what he says? God is setting me free. What happened? I went to my best friend's father's funeral. When I went up to the casket, I saw my own father. And I said to myself, by the Spirit of God, why would I hold this against my father while I'm alive? Why are you living with hate? Why are you living with this? I'm living with it. God, free me. He said, I'm being freed right now, Pastor. Do you understand that? How did it start? He admitted it. What's God doing now? Freeing him. I talk to my mother now. I'm back with my dad, Pastor. He's free. Do you understand that? It's truth. He's not in bondage anymore to unforgiveness or hatred now. Powerful. Why? It's turned towards Jesus. Only Jesus can free us. Not only from the penalty of sin, but the power of sin over us. Do you understand it? Not only the... When Christ comes, think of it. When he comes, does he pay all your price for your sin? Does he take care of it all? Yeah. Yes. But not only that. He takes over. He has power over sin in your life. Do you understand that? Why? He is what? All powerful. He's in charge of the whole universe. He holds it together. He has power. He can do anything. And what do we know he wants to do? Free you. Free me. So we're not living in bondage. You know how many Christians are living in bondage to fear? You know how many Christians just are like, they don't like themselves? They're in bondage to loathing themselves? Do you know how many people, alcohol, drugs are in bondage psychologically? I don't like myself. Bondages are rampant in their life. Jesus has clearly told us how to get out of that. Clearly told us how to get out of it. We need to obey it. We need to hear it in our spirit that deep and say, God, give me that. I want to be free. I want to know what it means to be free. Wow. But I can tell you one thing. It's a choice. Did you hear what I said? You are what? You're choosing. Don't say you're a victim. You're not a victim. Nobody in this church is a victim. What you are is a chooser. You're going to choose to stay in your addiction, or you're going to choose to be free. You understand that? Because it's a what? Freedom is a choice. And you do choose. Every person chooses. Now you might say, oh, the pressure is so much. I'm confused about this. My life is in such turmoil. I don't know. Well, let's clarify right now. If anyone here is confused, let me just tell you. You need to choose life. Amen. Get out of your confusion. Okay? God has not given you a spirit of confusion. He's got a spirit of love and discipline and a sound mind. He wants you free. You choose to live that way. You choose to obey God. You're coming out. You'll be fine. Amen?
Amen.
Because He wants you free. And whom the Son sets free. Free indeed. You choose. Psalm 27:8 says this, my heart says to the Lord, Lord, I will seek you. Why? Awesome. I want to encourage you. You choose to what? Believe. You choose to hold on to His word. You choose to know the truth. You choose to continually hand over every bondage you're in. You get into bondage, you give it to God. You say, Pastor, I'm in bondage. You give that to God. How? Right away. Don't be hanging on to it. I'm addicted. Give it to God and give it right away. You stop. You stop. You just hand it over to God. Number five, you be a true disciple of Jesus Christ with the intensity of a spiritual life so that you can experience real freedom in God, because that is God's plan for you. That is the truth. But it's a choice. I wish I could force you to do it, but I can't. I wish all of you would choose, but I can't even do that. You've got to choose. But you're no victim. My heart for you today is that you would say in your heart, Pastor, I am in bondage. But Pastor, I want to get out. You can get out. Because God wants you out. He does not want you to stay in any bondage. Mental, emotional, physical, spiritual. The Lord came to free you. He said, I have come to set the captives free. Why did Jesus come in the Gospel of Luke? I have come for what? Set the captives free.
Amen.
He's not lying. This morning, we have a drama, and I want you to watch this drama. But I want you to watch something very specific. You are going to see this morning two women. You're going to see them in prayer, and you're going to see them in the Word. But I want you to notice something. I want you to notice the power of what happens in the time they are with God. Did you hear what I just said? What are you looking for? You're watching what? The time they are with God.